This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
I'm Coco Faber, and I have spent the past 10 summers working in seabird colonies off the coast of Maine, and I've spent the past 6 years on Seal Island, which is the biggest puffin colony off the coast of Maine.
And I'm Tracy Faber. I'm Coco's twin sister, and I have worked on the sort of sister island to Seal, Matinicus Rock, for the past 7 years, also for Project Puffin. If you look at Matinicus this season and these two storms that hit the island in May, and then the storm surge that we got from Hurricane Erin at the end of the season, it is a little bit this nice sort of allegory for, you know, what's going on more generally for seabirds, which is birds have a certain amount of flexibility and resilience. They can do incredible things. And some of them can, you know, raise and fledge chicks off of an egg they laid about a month later than the initial egg that they put all that energy into. But also at the end of the season, when we got this big overwash, because we had these chicks whose eggs had been laid so late, there were chicks who were overwashed in their burrows and likely died because they were in these parts of the island that the colony has been expanding into more heavily in recent years. And it's great that they're denser there, but they're also in a more vulnerable area. And so on the one hand, they are flexible, but only to a certain extent. It was interesting to see that, and also kind of horrifying. Peyton was there as well. And we watched burrows that we knew had chicks in them that we could not physically get chicks out of be washed over by multiple waves. Yeah. Our one little like fun note from the island for the season is that there is a bird on the island whose burrow we monitor annually, who this year we confirmed as a breeding female at 36 years old, which is an age record for North America. There are older, I think, breeding puffins in the UK, but this is an age record for the US and Canada. And the other really cool thing about this particular bird is that she was brought from Newfoundland to Seal Island and raised by hand in 1989 there. As a chick, as part of that restoration project. Yeah. And she's still breeding on Matinicus.
What's crazy is that whole area where they had all those sod burrows dug out and were raising chicks. That area has had some of the biggest like erosion on the island. And so it's essentially not there anymore. Like it's gotten, that whole cliff has gotten carved out, and there used to be bank swallows that nested there until 2015. But you can see the wire mesh that was used in the sod burrows to help stabilize them is like sticking out of the bank still. So it's like a historic little piece of metal.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But it's cool because it's a really obvious marker of how the island has changed over time in that one spot.
Yeah. We have this very fun little video that was made by Sue and Andre, I think was that in the late 80s? There's a little superhero movie that they filmed on Matinicus. But the really wild thing about it is that it's great footage of just the island, and the vegetation has changed so much. Yeah. So you get to look out at this part of the tern colony in their goofy little movie, and you can see that this area that used to really just be grasses is now taken over by a lot of other different types of vegetation, including some things like nightshade and morning glory that are difficult for birds to nest in or navigate and occasionally get stuck in.
Yeah. I get something on Seal Island. Our tern colony has been decreasing, and there was sort of a peak in like the 2010s-ish of like 3,000 pairs, and then it sort of declined a little bit, and then in the past 5 years it has dropped by 40%. You feel it in the colony. It's obvious, having been there over the course of those 5 years, and it is something where, because I've been there so long and I have this like really strong personal attachment to that place and to some of those individual birds, it feels like scary and upsetting to see. Like, we do our census, and like now every year when we do our census and I'm like tallying the numbers, like I like, you feel like your heart in your mouth a little bit to be like adding your totals and expecting it to be smaller. But then also, like, and even islands within the Gulf of Maine, where they're much more sporadic colonies and they move around a lot and they have these very different characteristics. And it's just that I'm used to a colony that has felt very settled and very stationary.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.